We've said it before, the Sermon on the Mount is incremental, much as Peter describes in 2 Peter 1:5-11. It builds steadily one layer on another. In 2 Peter 1:5-11, he says this, "Be fruitful in growth in faith. Also, for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and has forgotten he was cleansed from his old sins." We should be adding these virtues to our faith all the time, because there is no stopping in the Spirit-filled life, and there are dimensions in him that God wants us to experience before we arrive at the gates of the city. Foundational to everything is our need to know that we are unconditionally loved, forgiven and accepted in Christ. We have security, identity and belonging, a destiny and a purpose, a future and a hope. All refusal to grow and mature, all sexual perversions, all seeking after comfort in excesses of food, drink, spending, gambling and addictions can be laid at the feet of not knowing how deeply and unconditionally we are loved and accepted, how very dear we are to him. The decline in society around us has its roots in a desperate search for this unconditional love and acceptance. It's a legacy from the fall. For us as believers, once we know whose we are and how unconditionally we're loved and accepted, discipleship is no longer an issue. We cannot do otherwise than follow hard after him. God's love for us propels us into his highest plan for us. Without that sure and certain knowledge of his unconditional and unchanging love and our position in Christ, we can become pharisaical, hard and religious and end up in Christian City. Beloved, there is a place in God he desperately wants you to live from, and it's not found on the plains, but on the heights. It used to be called the deeper life or the crucified life, but in reality it's the normal Christian life, the one we discover in Romans 7:4. Hear it in the Message. When Christ died, he took that entire rule-dominated way of life down with him and left it in the tomb, leaving you free to marry a resurrection life and bear offspring of faith for God. It's a life where we joyfully make the decision to go to our own white funeral. We happily reckon ourselves dead to sin but alive to God in Christ. We can't wait to sign our own death warrant. Outwardly, we did that when we were baptized, but comes the internal reality and suddenly a crisis of faith. We come to it when we're faced with the decision to die to the world and its ways. There's no way round it. The cross confronts us. We know Jesus as Saviour and we understand the cross in terms of being saved and going to heaven, but redemption largely remains a mystery, as does identification and participation in his death. That we die with him in order that we might live with him in resurrection life and power now. Not in the hereafter, that's a given, but now, in this present darkness. The hour comes for a fresh revelation of the scope and efficacy of the cross and the depth, height, length and width of his love. So that, Ephesians 3, Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of God that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Here we are then. Time to check it out. Where are you? Secure in his love or still trying to get it? Forgiven and accepted? Or do you have security, identity and a sense of belonging? Only you can answer that. Don't try to go any further until you're rooted and grounded in these, beloved. rooted and grounded, adding to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge. God bless you.